Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hold on to your hats. There's a lot going on in Greenwood. You don't need to leave town for vacation. You can visit Greenwood every day. And today I've got Kelly McWhorter, who is the executive director of Visit Greenwood. And how you doing today, Kelly?
I'm great, Anne. Thanks for having me, as always.
Absolutely. You know, you and I were talking about how long you've been doing this, just about as you've been doing this as long as there's been a position for it, about 11 and a half years.
That's exactly right. I was blessed to be the one to start up the whole organization, and it's been fun.
And
so fun.
Certainly have seen a lot of changes.
We have seen a lot of changes. We're about to see some more changes. Look, probably 6 months down the road, you're going to see some new faces and new looks for Greenwood. We're working with a different agency now to come up with some new branding, some new promotion and marketing materials, and I think it's going to be real positive.
Well, that's great.
We're excited.
You know, when you look back, you actually started this job. You didn't have you loved Greenwood, but you didn't have a real basis for it. And you spent a lot of time learning and going to school to learn how to do all this.
Yes. We had... We literally had a banquet table and a chair when I started, and we had no idea where we were going to go or what we were going to do, but I was fortunate to know enough people to get started, and we started out with a tourism development study, and those individuals were very active with that marketing college that helps you learn more about tourism, so we started with that, and Lindsay Burns and I both finished that and became tourism marketing professionals, and we've just really had a great run so far. It's been so much learning, and like you said, a lot about Greenwood, learning a lot about our own community.
Absolutely, and you, of course, have brought so many things here to Greenwood that a lot of people probably don't even, you know, people I think sometimes these things just happen, but they don't, do they?
They don't just happen. It involves a lot of negotiation, site visits. We may work with a planner for 2 or 3 years before they commit. One good example of that is the Fishers of Men Fishing Tournament, which we just had last October. Well, we met them at a sports trade show years ago, and we have been trying to cultivate that relationship, and finally they did decide that they would come to Lake Greenwood in October, and it was a great event.
You know, I think that's one of the things that when you look at growth, the lake is where the growth is going to be.
The lake is in such a good spot right now. There's a lot of synergy with the new break on the lake opening and a little more residential out there. Greenwood County completed their master plan at the same time that the Tourism Bureau completed its tourism development lake study. We worked in concert together, and that was a great partnership with both of us, and lots of neat things have come out of it. Connect Lake Greenwood and all that they're doing. They'll be having their Life on the Lake Summit in the next Thursday, I believe, on the 19th. So, and that'll be their third one. And hundreds and hundreds of people go to that. That shows me the enthusiasm and the passion for Lake Greenwood that we have wanted to have for a long, long time.
That's right. And so there's a lot more energy, a lot more things happening. And if you just look at the fireworks, and then we've got the Symetra Tour here this year, and that's going to be fireworks and all the things going on related to the lake. Mm-hmm. It just goes on and on.
It does. And I anticipate more and more things are going to come out of that. With lots of different changes. We've got the partnership now with Lawrence County, and we are seeing more and more interest and enthusiasm. So hopefully things will just continue to improve. And I know that there is a bit of concern that we don't want to overgrow or overpopulate. And I really don't know that that's going to happen. I think we're solid enough that we will be conservative in our growth, and it'll still remain our good old Lake Greenwood.
Well, I was kind of interested to see that there's going to be a Paddle South Carolina is holding its kickoff on Lake Greenwood, and that's coming up May 4th. I didn't even know we had a Paddle South Carolina.
Go Paddle SC is a new website that was originally a project of Upstate Forever and the Heritage Corridor, which is now Reveal SC. They are partnering with them, and the Heritage Corridor is the group that did our lake tourism study. So they know our lake really, really well. And they came to us and said, we'd really like for you guys to consider hosting the kickoff. And, I mean, what great exposure for our area and for our lake.
Absolutely.
We have a presence at Paddle on Paddle SC. We've got an ad. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but we have a Blue Way Trail in Lake Greenwood. And it begins all the way up in Ware Shoals off of Beecham Road is the first put-in. And there's a couple of other put-ins on the Saluda River where you can actually go down the steps and put your kayak in. You can go as far south as Buzzard's Roost.
How about that?
If you go to greenwoodsc.gov, go to the lake management area, and that Blue Way map is on there.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. We also have a website about the lake on our site, and it's visitlakegreenwoodsc.com, and it just points to the page on our website about all the lake resources. So I would encourage everyone to visit that and learn more about our lake. I will be putting up the gopaddlesc.com link this
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. And I understand that they're going to be able to go, they will have their own kayak, their personal floating device.
Right.
Or they'll even have some kayaks and whatnot available.
That's right.
And they will pick you up at the end of the location and take you back from whence you came.
That's exactly right.
That's
they will
cool.
do that. It is going to be a cool day. It's going to be really fun. And then they'll have like appetizers and happy hour at the new break on the lake. I mean, it's going to be such a great day.
Oh, that's right. And that's right before the Symetra Tour
right
starts.
Right before the Symetra Tour.
Yep. So now where will they actually start this? Just out of curiosity, where will be the put-in place, shall we say? Do you know?
They first started talking about Harris Landing, and I think they decided that might be a little bit too far. So they're going to go down a little bit closer to the break on the lake, and I'm not sure what location they've really decided on yet. But they want to do it where it's a comfortable kayak ride, but it's not going to take you all day.
Right.
So I think they're working out the kinks on that.
Well, I suppose the idea is to get you interested in coming back to Lake
That's
Greenwood.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
it is.
That's pretty neat. So if people are interested in that and they want to sign up, do they need to sign up for it?
They can go to connectlakegreenwood.org and register. Jimmy Payton is handling the registration, and he's also handling any requests for kayaks. I mean, of course, everybody is encouraged to bring one.
Right.
There's not that many to go around, but if we do have outfitter that can supply a few. So Jimmy Payton is working on that.
You know, we really got to give a shout out to Jimmy.
Big shout out.
Because
he's my hero.
Without his impetus, we might not be sitting where we are with Connect Lake Greenwood.
We wouldn't be. And when we get to that trail, we'll talk about that in a little bit, and he totally drove that train as well. He's driven so many trains, and
for a guy that retired, right?
Exactly. He's got to be busier now than he was before he retired.
Probably.
He never stops.
So you'll hear more about him next Thursday at the meeting that they have, the Connect Lake Greenwood, their annual Life on the Lake Summit. It certainly was something that needed to be done. He was the right person and had help from others to get it going, but he's tireless on it.
He's tireless. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I think you wanted to talk about Lake Greenwood State Park, this scenic shoreline trail. Now, you don't have to be on the lake. You actually can stay on land with this, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It is in the state park. Again, Jimmy led the effort. He lined up volunteers. And within 2 or 3 months, he had this trail almost completely completed. It's 4.21 miles in length, and it is your typical hiking and biking trail. It's really, really neat, and I haven't done the whole trail. I've been on parts of it, but what a great attraction for our area. I mean, this is a whole new trail that we haven't had before, and it's at the lake. We haven't had that before. So, again, kudos to Jimmy and his vision. He just did it. He just went and did it.
Well, great. You know, you've got the Lake Greenwood State Park. You've got that. And then we also have the National Historic Site over there in 96. I mean, we really have, for a small town area, we really have gotten some of the big hitters right there.
We do. Does anybody have any idea how many visitors that historic site attracts?
No, but it's got to be a lot. How many?
It's about 40,000 a year.
And it's so quiet.
It is, yeah, so,
I mean,
quiet.
As far as they don't jump up and down, they just do their thing. I mean, I'm always talking about events and stuff that they're having. But, you know, I think so many people are attracted from outside the area to this area, which is where your job comes in.
Exactly. Definitely, we've got a market for history enthusiasts here between the historic site and then the Mays Historic Site.
Right.
We've got a lot of rich history to tell people about, and we're going to do our best to try and keep them coming.
That's right. So Kelly's got this going on, I mean, out there at the lake. Now, what does all this mean as far as tourism to our area? How do you go about getting this information out there so that people know where we're here and we have this?
That is what we're going to be working on in the coming months. We're going to be developing some new approaches to marketing our area. A lot of people are really into reading about experiences and reading blogs and having what we call, I think they call them insiders or influencers.
Influencers.
And
okay.
So an influencer would be someone who's been to this park and had a great experience, and then they write about it and we share it on social media. And so our approaches are going to change because they have to change. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be still trying to market to that 2 to 3 hour drive market that can easily come down here and have a great day trip or a weekend trip and experience all that we have.
So are you going to be writing a blog, Kelly?
Who knows?
Okay. Just
it could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen. I might just be doing it.
Might
I don't know
yet. You might be a
blogger
and you didn't even know it, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's the thing about being in this. You never know what's going to happen. So that's kind of what's going on at the lake. All summer long, there's things going on. The 4th of July, of course, will be the fireworks going on again this year.
That's right. There'll be fireworks at Lake Greenwood and in 96 for the Festival of Stars. All not necessarily the very same time, but close to each other.
Sure.
And that'll be great. That'll be a great evening for Greenwood and Greenwood County. And I also am excited that, you know, we're going to have more concerts, I think, as the months go by. And this trail is going to be, it's going to attract a whole different group of people than we've ever been able to attract before. We are going to try and do an outdoor recreation guide, a visitor's guide, and that is something we've never tried before. So
Wow. We'll
see how that goes. That's on our radar as well.
So you're going to be busy? Is that what you're saying? You're not taking
the summer
off?
I think we're going to be busy. I think we're going to be pretty busy.
Pretty busy. Well, going on, you know, and then, of course, there's all the golf.
There's all the golf.
That is a big, big thing for this area. And I didn't know about the conference championship at Patriots Point. The
Big South.
The Big South. And that's what, you have one for men and one for women, right?
Yes. And they have been coming here for a number of years. They really like Greenwood. We're a somewhat neutral location for them. And, of course, they're playing at the Patriot at Grand Harbor. Great course. Everybody enjoys playing that course. They've been very, very good to the community by being committed and coming to Greenwood. I think it's been about 10 years. That was the first event our Tourism Bureau ever really hosted, was an athletic banquet for all of the conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it in the Arts Center at the reception hall. And they're still doing some of that here. But this is a big conference. And it's and it's schools from as close as Presbyterian College to there's some up north, pretty far away from here, and some in North Carolina. Coastal Carolina, I think, is in this conference for the golf. So it's a broad group, and it's a lot of hotel nights for our community, because you have the women and then you have the men.
Yeah. Let's see. What is it? The women are the 13th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like the men's conference championship is the 20th through the 22nd. So
right. And they build in a couple of practice days.
Sure.
Before that.
Yeah. Looks like High Point, North Carolina, maybe. Charleston, Southern, Longwood, Gardner-Webb, Radford, Presbyterian, and Campbell, in both cases, right, for the women and the men, is the defending champion. So
right,
kudos.
Yes. That's a great event for us to have, both for the men and the women. So, and the undiscovered golf, I'll speak to that for just a minute. The lady that markets that goes to all of the golf shows that take place up north, mostly in Ohio and some in Canada. So we were able to establish a presence through her at all these shows. And we did an ad in this Undiscovered Golf brochure. And so we're excited that we get even more exposure for golfgreenwoodsc.com. And one of the things we'd like to do in the future is increase the number of golf packages that we can recruit to the area. I mean, when you think about it, you can play golf here for a solid week and
right,
not run out of golf courses.
You're absolutely.
There's
right,
a lot of nice golf around here within a 30 to 45 minute drive. So
sure,
we're pretty excited that this brochure has been completed, that we're featured in it. We're in there with the Low Country and Lake Hartwell Country, and both of them have, you know, excellent golf courses as well. So we're excited about the new venture.
So these are all things that are going on, and things that, you know, the problem is we take all of this for granted because we live
do,
here. You know,
we
if
do,
we had to go to Greenwood and didn't live in this area, we would be amazed. We'd have eyes that looked at things differently.
We would. We would. And I sometimes would like to be that person. You know, how does a visitor really see us? And that's hard for a hometown girl like me. And I had to change my thinking when I came into this job, because wayfinding is a great example. If I was a visitor and I was coming to Greenwood, what's the best way to direct somebody to wherever we need them to go?
Sure.
And that was a true exercise, and it still continues to be a jigsaw puzzle for us. But I can't tell you how many times we rode around saying, well, is this the best place to put this sign? Is this the best approach to take for this? And it's not as easy as just putting it on a sheet of paper and saying, this is what you do. You really got to think like a visitor.
Yeah, that's different. And in fact, you sent me some of the new signage that's going to be out there. So we've got things to talk about with Uptown Greenwood. We've got bee buzzing around here. We've got Flower Festival. We got the Barbecue Festival. We got festivals and more
Catfish
stuff.
Catfish Festival.
And more things going on than you can shake a stick at, as my
That's
father
right,
used to say. And we're going to be talking all about it right here on WCRS, Western Carolina's radio station. Here's South Carolina News. Take it away. We'll be back. The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, our one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building. Oh, that's right. We're here with Kelly McWhorter. She's the executive director of Visit Greenwood, Greenwood Tourism. She is the person in the know. And we've been talking a lot about what's going on at the lake and how that is coming together with a plan. Now we're going to switch over and really talk more about really uptown Greenwood, Greenwood interior, I guess we could say. And one of the things that I know that you have been very excited about, was excited to talk about it actually, what, 2 years ago, we're coming up on the third year, was America in Bloom.
Yes.
I remember how nervous you were.
Yes. We were so nervous, and the time is coming up again for our big 25-page term paper on Greenwood to be due, and it's due at the end of May, and in Kelly fashion, I'm not dealing with it right now, but I'm going to be dealing with it soon. We actually are trying to come up with things to include in the profile that would be responses to suggestions that the judges made in their evaluations. So that is now shifted from what once was a brag book for Greenwood is now more of a, here's where we've been. Here's where we're going in response to some of the things that you've recommended for us. So,
What have they recommended, Kelly?
Lots of different things. One of the biggest things they recommended, because we have such a strong presence of pollinator gardens, is that we become a bee city. And that was one of the best things we did last year. And we became the first bee city in South Carolina. Now Lake City is also a bee city, but because of all of the activities we have and the installation of several new pollinator gardens, with more pollinator gardens on tap to be installed next year, the Bee City USA officials just recently put out a press release that we are now an affiliate, meaning we're more or less sort of a consulting community for other people who are thinking about doing this. So that's a real big feather in our cap.
Absolutely.
And that's just from being a Bee City 1 year. So, and all of that came from a judge that saw our landscape and recommended that we participate in such a program. The other thing that they have recommended that we participate in is Tree City USA. And we've got some work to do before we can really pursue that. But again, these are efforts and ways to be, to conserve, to be mindful of your tree preservation. And is there a plan to replace your trees that die and go away? As you know, the city lost a few trees. The city always loses trees to different things.
I mean, that's nature.
So, and we do have plans in place to try and replace some of those trees. But when you talk about the entire city landscape, that is a big undertaking to do the tree inventory, et cetera. So some of those things are in the works, and that came from feedback from the judges.
That's right. And you were so blown away that first year. You went out to California.
Went to California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did we go? Where'd you go?
Well, we went to San Luis Obispo. They hosted, but the city that hosted was Arroyo Grande. Tiny little town, charming. It was a different landscape from ours. A lot of their awards and their recognition came from planting things that didn't need water because they don't have any.
Water, right.
So they had a fireproof garden. They had several gardens that would never need watering. And for them, that was a big deal. For us, that's not necessary, although we are doing more succulents and we're doing more things that we see can kind of make it on their own that don't need as much water.
Sure.
There's a new garden that was planted last year right in front of Blossom and Sugar. Next time you go up there, it's all succulents. So we've changed some things in our landscape too.
Well, when you went the first year, you had no idea that you might win. And
we had
won.
No idea.
Yeah, right.
We had no idea we would win floral displays.
And that was because of the topiaries.
The
topiaries. They came during the flower festival.
Yes. And they will be coming, not during the festival this year, but they will see the topiaries again. How could you not show the judges the topiaries?
Absolutely.
You've got to show them the judges. It really garnered a lot of attention. I can remember being up there to accept the award, and behind me were pictures being shown of all of our topiaries. And you could just hear the audience go, Oh, wow. And, you know, again, we've talked about this before. We take that for granted. We take our topiary display for granted. Right. But when you bring other people into the area, like travel writers, and they see all that goes on, I mean, it is its own story to tell that we don't do enough of, really.
No, because it just was something. It's the Flower Festival.
That's right.
And, of course, it's what, the 51st Flower Festival coming up?
51st Flower Festival,
And that starts, what, the 1st of June,
June
right?
the 1st. I think there will be a few events before June. I think the Ladies' Luncheon will be planned for maybe the week before that and a couple of other things. And we've got a few partners that are going to be doing some things. I understand there's going to be a Sunday brunch at the Railroad Historical Center on the Sunday of the festival.
Wow, cool.
So that's going to be cool. It's going to be on the train, I believe. So there's going to be some new innovative things that we haven't done before. The flotilla that took place last year, I think Connect Lake Greenwood is going to take it over and maybe do it more towards Labor Day. So some things are moving around and some things are coming back, and planning is well underway.
So the Flower Festival will be here before you know it.
It will be.
The America in Bloom. So what's the potential for bringing America in Bloom here one year?
You know, we got their attention with the topiaries. And they mentioned to us at the last symposium when we were in Boston that we were on their radar to maybe host this. And we have done some site visits to some other communities in South Carolina that could potentially house everyone and have the conference space. And what they would do is they would come to Greenwood for a half a day or a whole day, and they would tour Greenwood and see as much as they could. Now, here's the challenge with all this. It's in the fall. It's not in the summer. So we're going to have to be pretty creative, but I feel like some of the topiaries are going to want to escape the greenhouse and get out there in the square and show themselves off for all of our visitors. So we're talking about 250 or 300 visitors to the area. It would be the biggest thing we've ever done.
That's
for sure.
Huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
So look for that coming down the pike. Now, also, you said America in the Bloom recommended we become a bee city. And that was been pretty interesting how that all came together.
Yes. We meet quarterly. There's a committee about, God, we've had such a great response to that committee. Probably we have 20 to 30 people. Every time at a committee meeting, they are going to have a booth at the Earth Day festivities that are taking place at the market on the 21st of April. And they're really trying to get their name out there and share the information about how important it is for us to be a bee city and to have pollinator-friendly landscaping. So Ann Barklow oversees that. She's the former horticulturist for the city. And we call her the topiary mama because she talks to all of them. But she is handling a lot of that. And she's also, we're really excited about this, she is also working with the USDA to have a course that covers hosting farming with native beneficial insects, all related to the pollinator gardens, et cetera, et cetera. And that course is going to take place on June the 26th. All day long at the Veterans Center.
Wow.
The lady that is teaching the course has also volunteered her time to do sort of a mini course more geared towards the pollinator subject matter the night before on the 25th. So we're going to have some great opportunities for our community and visitors to learn more about pollinator gardens and all of this that's totally new to me, Anne.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned more than I thought I would. It's been a great experience. But Bee City USA is a neat organization to be a part of.
And we are very lucky that that the word came down, and we were the first one in South Carolina.
Yes, we
and
were
now,
the first
now
ones.
To see the USDA coming to Greenwood. That's pretty huge.
It is going to be huge. We're excited to have them.
Yeah.
So we've got a big beekeepers association here in town. Our farmers market, you know, we've got a good group of people who show passion and interest in this subject, and I feel like the courses will be very well attended.
Sure, absolutely. Just get the word out, and people will buzz right in.
That's right. Good one.
All right, we're here with Kelly McWhorter. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. We've got a few festivals and whatnot to finish up the show with. I hope you're enjoying it. If you got a question or a comment, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Frank's Car Wash, Express Wash, and Rapid Lube is your one-stop shop for all your vehicle service needs. Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Now is a good time to let Frank's Rapid Lube flush and fill your cooling system with extended life antifreeze. With today's high gas prices, getting the best performance and mileage out of your vehicle is imperative. We can maximize performance and mileage with our RunRight fuel system cleaner. We can also service your transmission to keep your vehicle shifting smoothly. Visit us today at Frank's Car Wash, Express Wash, and Rapid Lube, located at 432 Calhoun Avenue in Greenwood.
Oh, that's right. We're back here to round it up and finish it up and go buzzing on out of here. But right now, we do have Kelly McWhorter right here with us. She, of course, is the executive director of the Visitors Bureau here. She's always busy. And I tell you what, one of the challenges, Kelly, isn't it, is to find events that you can bring here, that we have the rooms and we don't overgrow it so that we have hotels that aren't filled.
That's right. At this point, when we added the Inn on the Square back and we added the Holiday Inn Express, our room nights increased by over 30,000 per year. And a lot of people don't really understand, but what that means is the Visitors Bureau just got 30,000 more rooms to fill, basically, throughout the year. And that's a tall order.
Right.
The other challenge is that we are somewhat restricted with the amount of inventory we have, but it hasn't been an issue. We're working with what we can work with. Part of our sports recruiting is to be a member of the South Carolina Sports Alliance. And that's a really, really neat partnership because you're talking to event planners with other communities. And if one community doesn't think that they can host it, but they know that you've got what the inventory that they need, they'll pass that lead on to you. And it's been a great partnership. I mean, we've got 28 communities, I think, in the Sports Alliance right now. And I got to brag, Lindsay Burns is the incoming president of the South Carolina Sports Alliance. Woo-hoo! That would be Lindsay from Greenwood.
Right.
Go ahead, Lindsay. She's done such a good job with that. So it's been a great thing for us to be involved in. And it has basically helped us understand that every community has its own challenges. It's
sure.
Not just us. I'm not going to name any specific community, but everybody's got challenges that they face and that they have to cope with. And we are very, very blessed because we have a very supportive community here.
We do. And, you know, it's been good planning that has brought the community along to make it viable for things to come here. And anytime there's been an opportunity for y'all to bring a group of, whether it's state legislators, farmers, whatever bureau you've been able to get here to do a conference, they've always walked away going, wow, I had no idea.
They had no idea.
Right.
We always say if we can just get them here, it usually sells itself because nobody expects to see what they see when they come to Greenwood. It's bigger than people think it is, yet it's more charming, certainly affordable. I think we're a very friendly community. Everybody talks to everybody and speaks and says hello. And if you've ever visited one of those where they don't, it makes a difference.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're fortunate that we have a very friendly and welcoming community.
Absolutely. And so because of that, you've been able to get a lot of different events here in Greenwood. And, you know, before we go any further, this weekend is the Lander Film Festival.
That's right. The Lander Film Festival, which has gotten quite a bit of a following in the last few years with what they're doing. And we are happy to host their visitors and supply whatever information that they may need. And when I say that, we have maps, we have places to eat, we have lodging information, we have the usual information, yet, you know, people, if they need it, we are their resource for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've got so many good places with the art center and the theater. And, you know, we've got so many different places to work within. But you wanted to talk some about what was coming up here.
Right.
On the, what's happening.
Right. After the Big South Golf and then the Symetra Tour, which will conclude on Mother's Day, that same weekend, we are hosting the Palmetto Boat Center High School Fishing Championship, which is one of those direct referrals from another CVB. Visit Anderson, who, as you know, they just finished the big Bassmasters World Championship. They pointed the director of this tournament in our direction. He came for a site visit and decided to do the championship here on Lake Greenwood. So we will have probably between 200 and 250 high schoolers fish in Lake Greenwood that weekend.
How about that?
It's going to be a really big weekend for us.
Where will they? Where will that meet at?
Probably the state park.
State park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's May 11th and 12th. And then what happens?
After that, we have the Catfish Festival, which will be taking place. It's always the Friday and Saturday before Memorial Day. And they have quite a crowd up there, you know, usually between 3,000 and 4,000. And they eat about that much in poundage of catfish, I think. They really go through the catfish up there. And that's a good time. I don't know if anybody's aware, but they're working on a new amphitheater in Ware Shoals, and that's going to be an exciting venue for the community. So that we're hoping that'll be completed probably by the end of the year, maybe early next spring. And then, of course, the Festival of Flowers is right after that. I mean, when you think about it, we're about 7 weeks away from
that's
the
it.
Festival of Flowers. So.
How the topiaries doing?
Topiaries are great. Yeah. We had two new topiaries born this year.
Yes.
I'm not sure how much I should say, except that we've got local sponsors, and they both are very, very prominent businesses in the community. They've not been involved before, so this is new for them. And one of them is a bulldog.
Okay.
And the other one is a stork.
A stork. Okay.
And I checked on them. When we have volunteer day, and they're looking good, they're going to be great. And I'm not going to tell a whole lot because the sign will tell their details, but I mean, they're definitely going to be out there on the square with everybody else. Now, having said that, Ann, we're going to have to leave some in the greenhouse this year.
Why is that?
We don't have room.
We don't have room?
We don't have room to maintain and work with all of them. So we are going to have some. You're going to see some that are missing, and I'm not even sure which ones are going
to
be.
Are they pulling
missing.
Straws to decide which one?
They probably already decided.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're working with that. We're building a new greenhouse next door to the current greenhouse, and that's going to house some more of the topiaries. I mean, we're just basically about outgrown the space.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's a great problem.
Yeah,
it is a great problem.
And, you know, I think the thing about the topiaries, when you take that from the first year they had them and all the problems with keeping them watered and keeping them looking good. I mean, I can remember Catherine Smith and Kay Self out there watering them at night and replacing plants in them to today with interior watering and all the controls that have been done to them. What a difference and what a change.
Huge difference. They all have irrigation systems. They all have staff that takes care of them, and we have a huge volunteer base. I know every Thursday, I believe, the master gardeners come in and work on them, and there's hundreds and hundreds of volunteer hours that get put into them. I mean, the staff totally oversees the project, but we couldn't do it without our volunteers.
Absolutely.
So you we're know, very, so. Very, very blessed. Also, just to wrap up, after the Festival of Flowers, we will have the Lights on the Lake event on June the 30th, and that's in conjunction with or the same weekend as the South Carolina Festival of Stars in 96. And then during the week prior to the festival, we will host, again, the South Carolina Bankers Association Banker School at Lander. That's a big, big event for Greenwood. And, of course, the criminal defense attorneys are here the Thursday and Friday prior, well, of the festival.
Of the Festival of Discovery. Yep.
And then the Festival of Discovery kicks off July 12th. 26 Blues Acts. I just got that word.
Yeah.
26.
That's huge.
It's huge.
That's huge.
Free.
Yes. And there's more venues now to be able to house
yes.
them. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
So it's everything is blooming and looking good in Greenwood. It's just exciting to have all this knowledge out here. The biggest thing that you as a listener need to do is be informed and get out there and take advantage of so many of these events are free.
Yes.
And that's the cool thing about it. So you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Kelly, thanks for coming out and
getting us
informed as to what's been happening behind the scenes and what's going on coming up.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.